In the name of God, first of all, I would like to express my thanks and respect to the president and participant. The subject matter of my short lecture is regional capacities and trade corridors. I will present it under the four titles. The first title is the importance of knowing the geopolitical, geoeconomic, and civilization capacities of the region. In my opinion, the Middle East and East Asia region has become more important in the transition from the international bipolar system to multipolar system, so that the intervention of extra-regional powers such as United States and European Union has increased to shape international trade corridors. In this situation, the countries of region should increase the level of cooperation to achieve their economic development. The study shows that the countries of region have high geopolitical and geoeconomic capacities to reach a high level of economic development and can influence the trend of global commercial and economic power. The foreign policy of Islamic Republic of Iran is based on expanding relations with neighboring countries with a regional approach. A glance at Silk Road in the past shows that the geopolitical position of Iran has high capacities to revival of this corridor in the Belt Road Plan. Iran has always announced a policy of cooperation with regional countries to the complete regional corridors. Therefore, knowing the capacities and opportunities can be effective in consolidating strategic relationship. In this case, the countries or region can adopt a new strategy against Americans' challenges. Second, developing and completing the existing corridors. In my opinion, the capacities of existing corridors are not used well. Some corridors, such as New Silk Road, have not been completed, and some rail and road lines need to be developed. Iran has signed a 25 cooperation agreement with China. This strategic goal can help to expand the corridor between Pakistan and China towards the Middle East. Expanding this strategic relationship can be an important step in facing our challenges. Sea-based economy is one of the Iran's strategic goals. Iran is trying to increase the connection of among regions to the transportation network of its country. Therefore, the bilateral cooperation between Iran and Pakistan is important to create stable security in this region. On the other hand, the construction of railway lines in Iran, Iraq, and Syria is underway. These corridors can connect East Asia to West Asia. Another important corridor is the North south corridors. These corridors can increase economic and trade relations between Iran, Pakistan, Central Asia, China, and Russia. I think that by increasing the quality of the mentioned corridors, we can overcome the challenges in competitive environment. Third, using capacities of regional organization. There are several regional and extra-regional organizations that have great capacities to achieve commercial and economic goals. For example, ECO, Shanghai, BRICS have a collective power to invest in corridors. Eco-train can be much more effective in the economic development of the region. In addition, bilateral and multilateral cooperation between ECO members can help complete the Belt Road corridor. Iran, Pakistan, Russia, China, and other members of Shanghai Cooperation Organization together have great capabilities to increase power. The power can be used to attract capital and create corridors. Fourth, achieving relative consensus and common interest. In my opinion, one of the main obstacles to completing the corridors is political conflict. Diplomacy can contribute to the positive mental image. In this situation, where the challenges of Western bloc are increasing and the region are exposed to the economic damage. Recognition of common interests should be given more attention through scientific, parliamentary, and economic diplomacy. Iran has been facing U.S. sanctions for the past 4 decades. The development of corridors and goods transits not only help the economic development of countries in the region, but also can deal with the sanctions and challenges of the United States. Finally, I would like to make our 4 suggestions. 1. Expansion of combined commercial corridors at the regional and interregional level. 2. Adopting a civilizational approach to recognize common capabilities. 3. Attractive international investment. 4. More use of existing capability. Thanks, you all.